Message number 779. The sin of abortion is a mortal one, and those responsible will burn in the fires of hell for eternity. Wednesday, May 1, 2012. My dearly beloved daughter, this intervention by me, the Lamb of God, by revealing to the world these messages has been foretold. Those of you who follow the Word of God must be at peace, as I do not want you to distance yourself, for I love you. You must never fear my love, even if sin separates you from me. I open the eyes of all who want to see, and my holy word will shut the eyes of those who refuse to accept my hand. I hold out my hand to you, my beloved children, so that I can pull you to safety away from the vultures who wish to devour your souls. Every day from this day forward you will hear many voices shouting, demanding that you listen. They will present you with diabolical lies and arguments disguised with the sweetness of honey, coaxing you with a never-ending barrage of arguments to hear their reasoning in the name of humanitarian causes, which condone sin. They will not stop until you accept what they wish to force you to swallow. Abortion, murder in the eyes of God will be forced upon all nations as a sign of defiance against the Almighty Father God the Most High. When you condone this wicked abomination, you are guilty of terrible sin. The sin of abortion is a mortal one, and those responsible will burn in the fires of hell for eternity. To those of you who refuse to accept this grave error, you have little time left to secure salvation. For when the great day comes, unless you have turned your back on this wicked act, you will never see the face of God. Murder is one of the most serious acts of defiance against God, and it will be punishable by castration. The great divide amongst the human race has begun. Those who side with the beast and condone all that defies the word of God will be separated from their brothers and sisters. Do not underestimate my warning. Accept abortion and you accept the deliberate killing of a child of God. If you cannot find remorse in your soul, then you will never see me. I will cast you into the wilderness. My love and mercy may be great. I will forgive the most blackened of souls, but without remorse my justice is final. My punishment is eternal. Love me and I will cherish you. Destroy the life of another human being created by the love of my Father and you too will lose your life. Your Jesus.